everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran here in the Columbus Combo by Design Studio, the Blueberry Studios. And today we've got a special in-studio guest, Daniel J. Lewis from The Audacity to Podcast. Welcome, Daniel. Of course, welcome to my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell, too. Hey, Mike. And Daniel, welcome.
Thank you. This is a beautiful studio here you've got in Columbus.
Yeah, we are. We've got some plans too. We've got some new. We're going to actually decorate this up a little bit, and then when we're done with that, we're going to introduce video as well. So we're pretty excited about that. So, Mike, how are you doing today? You feeling better today?
Oh yeah, a lot better. I had the crud last week. It's gone now.
Oh, that's good. So I'm glad the crud is gone. So I'm turning off the video here, Mike, because you were chopping up a little bit. So see if we can save on bandwidth. But hey, everyone, we're going to talk about, got some news today. We're going to talk about some best practices. We've got some Blueberry specific news. Today's interview is actually going to be here with Daniel. So this is the first in-studio interview. And then we've got some support stuff to go. So this is the first time we've done end-to-end in one shot. Right off the top here today, iHeart has announced technology transformation and new organizational structure, meaning they're laying people off. So they've restructured their money. Now they're restructuring their people.
I figured that there's a bunch of them that are going to get laid off, but they didn't say as much in the article that I had or their press release.
Yeah, the one I saw said hundreds, so at least it's not thousands, but... Anyway, it looks like they're trying to get some efficiencies over there. I wonder if they're going to, of course, how many people they even got working their podcast group?
Yeah, they have been letting a lot of the radio people go. I had a friend that worked for one of their stations in L.A., and he's no longer there.
So they're having their iHeart Awards, I think, are tonight, I think, or tomorrow night, one of the two. So some of friends of the show here are actually going to be attending that event. They're going to be honoring their own, as I've often said. But moving on here, Spotify is looking for a podcast producer for owned channels. Daniel, you want to go work for Spotify?
I don't know. I might be for sale. Maybe, maybe not. But Spotify is such an interesting player in this space because they're making so many waves. And there is a lot of misconception about how much the space is owned or dominated by Spotify or whether it even is, but it is really neat what they're doing in helping the industry as a whole grow.
You know, I think too, is there was an article that had come out that talked about they were like number one in podcasting and the sources from it were kind of hokey. And, you know, we look at our numbers and there's no way Spotify is number one, but they are making an impact for a lot of shows, which is good, and bringing on new listeners and doing some innovative things, which I think they're causing, other organizations to step up their game. But anyway, Spotify is seeking a podcast producer for their owned channels, aka for their own internal shows. So, Mike, do you remember the podcast Patent Troll?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll never forget it. When I heard about it, we were at CES that one year. I think Daniel, you were there too, and. Cliff come and told us about that, anyway, it's been ongoing for a long time, and it finally looks like it's dead.
Yeah, so a Fast Decision Appeals Court rejects the patent case against CBS. So CBS was actually ordered to pay, so they don't have to write that check now. So that's good, and I think this is the final. Well, this is hopefully the final chapter in that. But it was quite a terminus time. I remember having to dole out a check to the EFF for that. Did you step up or did anybody else do that? I can't remember if you guys supported or not.
I certainly encouraged others to. At the moment, I wasn't able to afford it. But the EFF does so much good for defending what we stand for as podcasters and as internet creators.
And the EFF had really done something interesting on that particular. They said we need X number of dollars to defend this and went out to the community. And I think they raised $2 or $3 million in donations to fight this patent troll. And you don't hear the EFF doing that specific thing often, and it's hard to beat those folks, and they did. So a lot of prior art came in, and for those of you that are not familiar with what happened there, this has been ongoing for quite a long time, and you can probably just Google podcast patent troll. So Luminary, which is quote unquote the Netflix of podcasting, has slashed prices. So I think they reduced them, what, to $4.99 a month?
Yeah, it looks like it. It went from $7.99 to $4.99, and you can do an annual plan for like $35 or so. And so that brings it down to about $3 a month. So apparently their model may not be working.
Daniel,
that's speculation anyway.
Yeah, Daniel, you suggested this article. What's your take on this?
I think someday the subscription model will work. Someday, far from now, and it has to be done really, really well. And so far, I think that Luminary is getting, I think, the most attention from anyone in this space for trying the subscription model. So I applaud them for that. I think, though, still their specific model is not the model we need in the space for subscription. And I kind of feel like they're dropping this price because they're not getting enough users.
I think that's probably exactly the case.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well.
They say it's not. They say it's because of they had great holiday response to their reduced pricing. So nice pivot. But you really wonder what the, you know, we're all suspicious of these subscription models. So I think we all can be a little bit of doubting Thomas's here from that perspective. But one thing that I saw this morning in Pod News was a link to an article that talks about consent to add your show to an app or directory. And I read through it, and this is from a podcaster that's been, I didn't know who he was, podcasting since 2007, and I thought I knew all the old timers, so, you know, maybe I just missed this guy. But he's not happy about basically podcasts being picked up everywhere, and directories, apps, and he doesn't like how apps are displaying a show, and he wishes he had an opportunity to have shows removed. And, you know, I'll just kind of add as an ancillary here before we kind of talk about this is that, you know, every once in a while we'll get someone from Blueberry that will, or someone that's in the Blueberry directory that asks to be removed, and we honor that. We remove them from the directory. But oftentimes they'll be back a couple of weeks later and say, hey, can you turn me back on? I've had some listeners complain. I can't get the show. They can't get their show over there anymore. So the question is, has the mindset changed in podcasting to the point now where we've got individuals that don't care? They really want to control distribution to just a few platforms? Or are we at a point now where people are going to stop wanting to be everywhere and now want to be limited in distribution?
I don't fully understand fully why it is that they want this. I can understand that they don't like the way their podcast looks in a particular app, so they might want to be pulled from it. Or like when Luminary, throwing this back to that news story, when Luminary first came out, there was all this stuff about it looked like they were rehosting files, then it ended up that they were using a proxy on their files and stuff. And so a lot of people were saying, well, I don't want my podcast on Luminary. Yeah. That's, I think, more legitimate than just saying, I don't like the way my podcast looks. But then you're limiting your audience if you pull out from a podcast app or directory.
And I was actually just chuckling a little bit because I thought this individual's been in the space since 2007. They should know how this works because so many of the apps don't actually have their own database. They just pull from Apple's API. And they what Apple has is in their app. It's an exact duplicate listing. There's nothing, you know, just the way it looks in the app is different, but they actually populate their app from Apple. So if you want to be an Apple, you're almost by default going to be in 90% of the Android and Apple podcast apps just because people use the Apple podcast directory. I think the few exceptions are Overcast. And I don't know, there's a couple, maybe one or two others that have their own directories, but that actually have a physical directory. So if you say, okay, I want to be off Pocket Cast or an app like that, then you're going to be, you know, I guess they can request to be taken off. But it just seems odd to me. It really, really does.
Yeah, I don't know. Even if you can request to get off of some of them, I'm pretty sure Overcast just takes everything from Apple like everybody else. And I don't think, you know, I don't know as you can request. I mean, you can probably request it. I don't know if they'll actually grant that.
I don't know where Overcast feeds their source directory, but I know they have their own directory.
They do get it from Apple, but then they replicate it to their own database. So they can override something, which they have done before.
Yeah.
Okay, so good.
So I guess, you know, and this is going to be a topic we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, is about, you know, being everywhere. But anyway, one last news story. And Daniel, there's some breaking news from Apple?
Yeah, Apple has several podcast-related jobs posted that I learned about this just recently. They posted these on January 10th, 13th, and 14th, 2020. They need a product designer for podcasts, a couple of those. They need a business planner for podcasts and some other positions specifically mentioning Apple Podcasts.
Awesome. So Apple continues to expand their team here. So I wonder if they are responding in relation to what's going on at Spotify. So, you know, nice to see some pressure being put on. You know, we are not Apple naysayers here. We are not Apple bashers at all. We love what Apple has done to the podcasting community. And I think that it's good, though, that there are some other people in the space that are, you know, making some innovations and maybe making Apple think just a little bit and up their game. So we'll see where this leads. Let's talk about this best practice about being everywhere you reasonably can, apps and directories. The more syndication, the better. At least that's my mindset. Mike, how about you? Do you like to be everywhere?
Yeah, oh, definitely. And, you know, as we say over and over again, you know, we don't care how you listen as long as you listen. And, you know, but sometimes, you know, you get the shiny object syndrome too, you know, like, this one hosting company has this temporary exclusivity on whatever platform. I'm going to move to that one to be on that one platform. And in most cases, it's not worth the trouble because eventually that platform will be open to everybody, you know, like, you know, back when Spotify was exclusive to one host. And then now it's open to everybody. And then, you know, on the flip side, we were talking about Luminary. You know, I actually had one of my shows removed from Luminary back when we thought they were rehosting and then they were doing a proxy and all that stuff. And, you know, now that they've sort of calmed down or, you know, done things a little more correctly, then I don't mind it being on there. I don't care how you listen as long as you listen. So try to be as everywhere as you possibly can be, because you never know where you're going to pick up a listener. You know, Pandora, you know, it's not the biggest player out there in podcasts, but, you know, if someone's an avid Pandora user and they accidentally find your show, just make sure in your show you send them back to the home base.
Yeah,
You know, that's how you gain listeners.
It falls back into what I call the blueberry way. You know, we don't care where they listen, as long as they listen. But in your show, they need to know where Moonbase Alpha is. They need to know where Podcast Insider is, and where our various shows are at, so that in case we come off the platform, you know, when something happens, we get deplatformed, or, you know, whatever cause it isn't being updated, they say, okay, Todd's missing. Todd and Mike are missing. Where do I go find them? Well, I know to go to podcastinsider.com and find the show. So it's really kind of that relevancy of making sure people know where you live. It's like, you know, how am I going to find you, Daniel, if I don't know where your house address? And you say, well, I can't live in Cincinnati. Come on down. And I'll be like, okay, I'm in Cincinnati. Where do I go now, you know?
Yeah, my address is in the phone book.
Okay. So I think... Do we have any consensuses? Be everywhere you can be?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Definitely.
All right. So what say you, listeners? We want to hear back from you, Todd at blueberry.com or Mike at blueberry.com. All right, let's talk about some Blueberry-specific news. Yesterday, Check Your Inbox January newsletter is out. That dropped late yesterday afternoon. It's got lots of tidbits in there, some juicy stuff. Of course, got Todd's Corner of stuff that I'm announcing. And of course, we are getting ready to ramp up to get ready to do the Blueberry Academy. I'm excited about that. So if you live in the Columbus or Detroit area, this is where the first two events will happen in late May, early June. and be a two-day event where we will train you. And maybe you know someone that's thinking about podcasting. So we'll be more details on that as we get closer. So, but anyway, we made some major changes to the website. So you can still find the Podcast Insider at podcastinsider.com, but it is now being redirected on the main Blueberry site. So we're bringing the old PowerPress podcast site and the Podcast Insider site together to be a central location, which we've been planning on doing for a long time, which actually happened last week. So, Mike, did you hear of anyone complaining? Did anyone get duplicate downloads, or did you do the migration correctly?
I think we did it correctly. I had one complaint that we disappeared off of Google Podcasts temporarily.
Okay.
I think it was just during the short time of the transition, because I've tried it on my Android devices and it all works. So anyway, so it should be good. It was smoother than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I was in Vegas for CES and I saw the move going down and I just kind of like took a deep breath.
Yeah, it was going down while we were recording last week.
Really? So you were doing the move mid-recording. That's insane. So everyone stepped up, made it happen, and all the redirects. Well, this is what we do. So it should have went smooth. If it wouldn't have, we would have had to take a punch in the face, don't you think?
Yeah, or get a refresher course in what we've been preaching all along.
So this will make for a more unified experience for people that are coming to find information about the site. It's at blueberry.com/podcast-insider, or just go to Podcast Insider. It's redirected to the main page.
There's a big old button right on the front page of blueberry.com too, so that's easy.
So the Columbus meetup is on the 28th. I will actually be in the house for that. So if you are going to be in the Columbus area on the 28th of January, we have a meetup. We'll have a link to the meetup.com promotion for Ohio podcasters in Columbus. Feel free to come out. I guess I've already talked about the Blueberry Academy, but Mike, you want to talk a little bit about PowerPress 8.2? And I don't know, Daniel, if you've seen the beta or not, but Mike, what's coming in PowerPress 8.2?
Well, 8.2, we're continuing our UI update and simplification of things, and we're losing one of the tabs in the settings, the episodes tab, and that's going to be replaced by a new episode box when you make your post. So it's pretty slick. There's some instructions on the link that I'll have in the show notes for this episode, and I'm going to be making a video on how that works. It looks different. Everything is still there. It just looks different.
And I would add, it's even more there now. Instead of before, in previous PowerPress versions, if you wanted to use a particular feature, you had to go first enable the feature before you could use the feature. Now you can just, or soon, you can just use the feature.
Right.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're trying to go for, is, you know, make it so that everything is done in one place instead of two. And there'll be some more of that coming in 8.3. But if you want to test out 8.2, there'll be a link to the beta right in the show notes.
So I will just say this. It is a major transformation for the episode box. So if you're using PowerPress and you want to get, you know, here's fair warning. This is a beta. Okay, so with beta comes risk, relatively low, but it is the release version. And basically, we are going to, unless anybody comes back and says, well, we got some big issue, or we got a big problem, 8.2 that's in beta will be the release. It is the release candidate. And I don't know if we've got an exact date. We're going to punch that out. I think it's relatively soon. But 8.3 is where things really get crazy. We're going to complete dashboard revamp, and I was looking at it yesterday, and they're well along in that. So I think 8.3 gets us to the complete revamp of PowerPress. I think we'll be really, really close to being done with it. But big changes coming, and simplification, it's all about, quote, unquote, making it easier for podcasters to podcast. And especially new folks coming in that want to do podcasting the Blueberry way, and having their own website, having their own .com, having a WordPress site with PowerPress, and being PowerPress powered. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, Daniel, you've got to play with the 8.2. Actually, you got to see some of the preliminary screens from the UI developer. You know, kind of what's your thoughts, and you know, what's your gut telling you?
So much cleaner, so much easier to use. You both have more access, or will have more access to features, as well as not be so overwhelmed by features. It's a great balance between both.
I think people are going to be saying also, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
And because some of that stuff, and quite frankly, is kind of hid, you know, in some of those settings. And if you, you know, if you're a little timid and don't know what to click, we've kind of eliminated that, and of course made a lot of the Apple Podcast stuff, this Apple Podcast specific, more easy to get to as well. So we look forward to hearing everyone's, well, I think there's going to be some people that will scream, and some people say cheer, well, yay, but we're definitely prepared.
I told Ben to give us fair warning, because we'll have to beef up the support team there.
Yeah, we're going to definitely, I think things are, because this is a major, this is a major, major change, and PowerPress hasn't changed in the episode box, and I mean, this is like total revamp, so it's a long time. So fair warning, you want to get the beta and test it, you can, but you know, if you have any problems with it or you have feedback, please send it to us now. Or as they say when people are getting ready to get married, forever hold your peace. Daniel, you become the star here. We're going to talk to you about your podcast. And I don't know, I should have done a little better job in the beginning here. Why don't you give everyone a full-blown introduction, your history, 411, and then we'll get into the nitty-gritty of your show.
Yeah, I'm very meta. I host a podcast about podcasting called The Audacity to Podcast, and it won a podcast award from podcastawards.com back in 2013, Best Technology Podcast. That was an honor to receive that award. And my business is in helping podcasters, and the business came from the podcast. I used to work at a nonprofit as a designer and as a speaker for a nonprofit organization, but I fell in love with podcasting, both consuming it and as I started creating podcasts myself, creating the podcasts. And at some point, I felt like I had something to add to the conversation about how to podcast. And a business emerged from that. And now that is what I do today, is helping podcasters podcast better.
So The Audacity to Podcast is not just about audacity. It's about everything podcasting.
Yeah. When I first started it, I knew I wanted it to have a double meaning to the name. Now I kind of regret that a little bit, but when I first started it, all of the other podcasts about podcasting, both of them, were talking about Audition or other software, and they just would say, yeah, you can probably do this in Audacity. And I was there thinking, wait. No, tell me how to do it in Audacity. Tell me if I even can, not just you probably can. So I wanted to cover and feature Audacity more in the beginning. But also,
it's a double innuendo now.
Yeah, it's always been, and this has always been in the tagline, about the guts to podcast, the courage, the audacity to podcast.
Right. So I bet you it's kind of interesting, because you probably get a lot of people coming looking for those Audacity articles. And then we know, those of us that know that you cover a whole bunch of other stuff. You do deep dives into tech. But I always ask, you know, and you hinted to it a little bit. So what was the genesis moment that made you say, I'm going to do a podcast? This is what I want to do.
I used to have a 75-minute commute to work. And I'd gone through audiobooks. I tried local talk radio. I hate sports. I don't listen to the news. I hate commercials. So talk radio just wasn't quite there for me. And around that time was when iTunes 4.9 was released with support for podcasts. I didn't have an iPod. I didn't even like Apple back then. I used my laptop computer. I put it in the passenger seat of my car, and I would play the podcast through the speaker on my laptop computer. That's how I listened to podcasts.
That's hilarious. Wow.
And I fell in love with the medium, because here was niche content that I could easily consume and have automatically. It didn't have all of these commercials and traffic breaks and all of this. And it was content exactly that I was interested in. So it was at one point while I was listening to This Week in Tech from Leo Laporte, and I realized these guys are doing something very similar to what we're doing here. They're talking through Skype or some kind of voiceover IP system. They are recording. They're publishing it on a website. There's something about RSS I can probably figure out. I think I know how to do this. I've produced audio and video before. I think I want to start a podcast. So I just thought, what could I do a podcast on? I like making people laugh. So my first podcast was a clean comedy podcast about being a bachelor at that point. But the more I got into podcasting, and everyone who gets into podcasting probably feels this too, the more you get in, the more you want to get in. And that was it for me. And that moment of just realizing I know how to do this, or I think I can figure this out, and I have something I want to say too.
So you got started, and what year was that? Let's go back in time frame.
My first podcast started in 07.
So you've been at this 12 years. So I think you kind of qualify for OG at this time, you know, being one of those that have passed the 10-year mark, 12 years into podcasting. So you've been doing this a while. And what do you feel then? I know your journey has been interesting. What do you feel then? Two things. What have you got out of this? And what do you feel your audience gets out of this?
What I've gotten out of this is the ability to pursue a new dream. And especially with some stuff is kind of messy in my life right now, but having a business that the podcast supports, and the business came from the podcast, being able to then be there for my son and being able to provide and not feel like I'm in some dead-end job,
right,
but get to do something I enjoy and inspiring other people to do what they enjoy, whether that's starting a business as well from their podcast, or maybe just earning some side income, or maybe just simply having fun with their podcast. I love hearing those stories from people saying, I started this and I met some great people, I had great opportunities, I have new best friends, or anything like that. And it could be profiting from just the fun of it, or it could be profiting monetarily.
So, you know, if you think about that too, we've got a new marketing director we hired here, and I was explaining to him how the makeup of the podcast community is at least 50% of people are just doing a show for themselves. They're not worried about making money. Yeah. It's for fun. It could be two guys over a beer. It could be two ladies that are having something over coffee. It really varies the scope. Someone down in a basement that's trying to share information, or it's really runs the full gambit. And I think that's the beauty of podcasting, and those of us that are podcasting know this already, but I don't think that everyone quite does. And you know, Jeff has come in from a different industry, so there's things that I'm telling him that he's getting a little wide-eyed about, because he just, you know, you don't have that insider look, and he's getting some inside baseball look that we share like here. So I think that, you know, the ability to share a message and quite frankly have fun or build a business, whatever you want to do, that's the beauty. There's no rules. So you knew what you wanted to put out there. What was the reward? What has come back to you?
Well, it's a business, a thriving business with multiple products and multiple brands out there. Reputation in the industry. I mean, when I started this, I wasn't thinking, oh, I want to be famous. Or I want to be an influencer. It was just, I have something to say, and I want to share this message with others. And seeing the relationships and friendships that have come from this have been the most rewarding thing of all. And getting to see so much creativity as well. And I'm amazed and humbled by the emails I receive from people saying, you inspired me to do this, or my life is now better because of the help you gave me to do my podcast, which has enabled me to accomplish this thing. And to be a part of other people's stories like that is one of the most rewarding things in this for me.
So, Mike, I know you've known Daniel as long as I have. I'll let you ask a couple of questions. I put you on the spot here.
Oh, that's all right. And, you know, you were talking about you wanted to start another podcast and another podcast. I think I've started and stopped more podcasts than anybody. But that's all right. So you did the Clean Comedy Podcast, Audacity to Podcast. Was there any others?
Oh, yeah, of course. I did a podcast teaching critical thinking to Christians with movies. I did a podcast about the TV show Once Upon a Time, and then a spinoff podcast about the spinoff TV show Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. And I've done some other podcast sort of things. Like for NAPOD Pomo, I did a month of daily episodes inside the podcasting business, and I'm a co-host on Podcasters Roundtable. And just, I've got all of these other ideas, and I've had other ideas of other podcasts I wanted to start or someday may still do, but we'll see.
You know, and yeah. It takes, sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what you were probably going to say, that, you know, you got to realize that each show is its own entity, yes, and it's going to take whatever amount of time.
You know, exactly what I was going to say, because it's true. You know, I'm doing sometimes four episodes a week, two of my own show with Geek News Central, one with this, and then one for New Media Show. And it's like, holy crap, I'm doing a lot of content, you know. And you think about the work, we don't do a lot of prep work for new Media Show, but for this we do prep, and I do prep for my other show, and I think about, you know, that's 5-6 hours that I've, you know, I'm dedicating just in prep time to get ready to do the podcast. So they do take a lot of time and energy.
And I found this amazing extreme where the people who seem to have the most success for their podcast either do their podcast nearly full time, just on the podcast, building it, creating it, everything, or the opposite, which is a surprising thing. People who do it as a hobby are often more successful, at least that I've seen,
yep,
than the people who do their podcast as part of something bigger.
Right.
Because the people who do their podcast as part of something bigger are really focused on that something bigger.
Yep. I look at the shows that never get recognition in the space. They're never talked about. They might be in the top 200 in Apple, or, you know, I don't even like to even reference that, because then people are going to go look where they rank in Apple. But they're someplace, they're getting traction, and you go and you look at, you know, they call you and say, oh, I'm, you know, worried about my numbers, blah, blah. And you go and look at their numbers, and you're like, wow, you're like, you're good to go. You know, you don't have to worry. You're on target. You know, you're making some, you've made some serious. And they're like, really? I'm like, yes, you're doing fantastic. And even sometimes I'm like kind of sit back in the seat and surprised at shows that very rarely get any recognition. And that's something we're going to try to start doing here at Blueberry, is we're going to try to start doing recognizing shows each month that are really kicking it, not just from an audience standpoint, but from a content standpoint as well, and kind of highlighting them. But we'll talk about more about that later. So let's go back to your story, Daniel. So you've also had, and we don't want to get into your personal life, but you've had some diversity and challenges over the last couple of years. How's that affected, you know, because I've always said, you know, certain things have to come first in your life. How's that affected your production of your show and your business and so forth? Have you been able to keep things moving?
I've really had to focus on the business more than the podcast. And that's what I was referring to earlier when I said that's my big thing, is the business, because that's how I earn
money, right?
Yeah, is selling my products and services. So the podcast has had to take a little bit of a back seat. And for 2 years, it released only 2 episodes or so. I did put out a personal announcement a while back, just letting my audience know a little bit of what was going on. And Right. Wow, the support I got from my family there in the podcast was amazing. I mean, for a while, it was every time I'd open my email inbox, I would be crying, because there was just so much love and support and people offering help, people just giving encouragement, people right, saying, we will be there. We're not going to unsubscribe from your podcast. And so when I brought the podcast back, and the schedule is still a little infrequent right now, but bringing it back and publishing episodes at least more frequently now, the downloads are still there.
That's
awesome.
I didn't
really lose my audience, although I'm not so anal about my stats that I know exactly whether my audience changed.
Right.
But to see that they stayed
with
around.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
And here, I'm the guy, too, that stayed subscribed to Ask a Ninja for years and years, hoping for a new episode. Was disappointed then.
You know, I think this is a cognizant point, because I had a moment in my podcast where I was blown away by my listeners as well. It's when I lost my father, and I took 10 days off and came back to literally like 5,000 plus emails in my inbox. And it's those moments, because oftentimes as podcasters, we're a little bit lonely. We're out doing these shows. We get a little feedback, maybe a mention on social. Someone says it's cool. And you kind of like, are they really listening? Do they really care? Are they really engaged? And then something happens on a more personal level. And you open your heart a little bit and you tell them what's going on. And it's all of a sudden, it's like, shoom, in comes this, you know, this show of appreciation and love. And you're like, wow. Because it really, to me, it really hits home that they're there for you more than they are for the content. And the sooner podcasters realize that they're there for you, it's okay to be a little personal. You don't have to get into everything that's going on in your life, but it's okay to be a little personal in the shows, because what have we said from the beginning? We're having a conversation here between us, but really what it is this is a conversation going to, there's another person in this that's listening right now that's shaking their head yes. You know, because they're plugged into us. And that is the beauty of this medium. I think it brings it home in a big, big way. You know, there's any more takeaways from you on that?
I would say that if you are listening to a podcast and you notice they seem to drop off the radar, reach out to them, encourage them, don't give up on them. And let them know how much you appreciate their content. Even if you don't see them drop off the radar, let people know that you appreciate what they're doing, whether that's writing a podcast review for them or sending them an email, or really the best thing you can do is both send them an email and get someone else listening to their podcast.
And I think that is just super, super sound advice. And sometimes we just, you know, and most of you listening are podcasters. There's not a lot of listeners listening right now. So we often are trying to figure out how do we get our audience? Are they there? Are they engaged? And then it's oftentimes I've found when I've been doing my show, and maybe Mike, maybe the same way, you get like, oh man, am I talking to myself? And all of a sudden it just ding, you know, you get an inbox email from someone or a text or a Facebook message or something that says, hey, wow, that blew me away. That was awesome. Thank you. Or you inspired me to do something. Or, you know, that to me is this monage that I've said to podcasters all along. People say that, oh, they've only got 200 listeners. Well, visualize 200 people in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, visualize that. Think about the office you work in or where you're at, and visualize 100 or 200 or 500. And if you get up to 1,000, then really think about, okay, I'm in you go to a convention or something. How many people is 1,000 people in this room? And I think many of you will sit back and go, whoa, 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 whoa. I really am reaching people. And then if you get into those megasphere numbers where you're in the 40, 50,000 listener thing, you guys, those that are doing those types of numbers, you guys need to talk to us.
and I think sometimes there's this idea that we focus on the numbers because we're thinking sponsorships.
Right.
And what I've said for a while with my own podcast is I can't afford to have a sponsor because my podcast helps my business grow.
Right.
And I earn more from that than I could from a CPM sponsor. Now, someday, I'm not completely opposed to the idea of having sponsors if they're extremely relevant to my audience.
Yep.
But there are so many other ways that you can monetize a podcast. Sometimes I feel like taking a sponsor is almost devaluing your audience.
Mm.
Not always. And that doesn't mean if you have a sponsor, you're not valuing your audience. But focus on the people, not just the numbers that you get.
Yep. Because they're listening for a reason, and they like you, and they want to work with you. You know, let's be frank. If you have someone that's, especially if you're doing a show like yours, where you're putting out information, giving them advice, you know, and they're listening, you know, more than likely that they are like the best candidate ever to become a business customer. So,
and you'll be amazed what people will do for a sticker.
Oh, really? Yeah. We have a sticker exchange here.
Yeah, we have stickers.
And send us a sticker. We'll send you a little care package back. And just request information. And you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope in there. It gets back even faster to you.
Yeah, I'll put the address in the show notes.
So
send it to.
Send us a sticker and get a little care package from us as well. So I guess, Daniel, on your show and in your podcast journey, the format here is, I want to know your genesis story, what you're feeling when you're getting, the message you're putting out, the feedback you're getting. So I'm going to deviate a little bit from this time. Where do you think the podcasting space is right now? You've been with us since 07, so how do you think it's shaping up?
I'm seeing a lot more seriousness coming to the space, both in the corporate interests as well as some standards emerging. And I think that's a good thing to have standards like IAB for measuring downloads, but also other standards like how loud should your audio be? What should the format of your audio be? MP3, AAC, whatever. And these kinds of standards help provide a consistent experience for the audience so that they're not having to dive for their volume knob between different episodes or different podcasts. And also help ensure that we're all reaching the same quality level so that it doesn't take all that much work to reach some of these standards that are emerging. That's one of the things that's really encouraging to see. And I think that some of that might be a little uncomfortable for us as maybe the FCC starts to get involved and start to say, here's what you can and can't say in a podcast or certain guidelines like that. We've already seen the FTC become more proactive in saying, this is what you need to do to disclose your affiliate relationships and such. That's all good. I know it might be a little uncomfortable. Change is often uncomfortable, but it's good for the space. It's good for us. It's good for the audience to start standardizing some things and start raising that bar for quality of content, quality of production.
And I have to do a blueberry plug here, and if you are looking to up your game and you're looking to make sure that your show is hitting all those marks, if you need some help with production, we've got a great team now at Blueberry Pro. And you can find out information about our Blueberry Pro team at blueberrypro.com. And Kate is on top of helping our customers that opt in for our services. They're really doing a great job over there. So definitely, if you're looking to up your game in podcasting, look into Blueberry Pro.
And it is really nice just being talent for a change.
Yeah, and not really, that's something that is true. And actually, thorough point, and I was just out at CES, and one of the team members from Plug Hits Live, Scott Ertz, took care of all the production this year. He was doing our live stuff, and I just had to show up as talent. It was fabulous. You have no idea how good it feels to show up and be, still have to do a little prep, but show up and be talent, and that's where the Blueberry Pro team comes in. So anyway, Mike, any additional questions for Daniel? Then maybe we switch into the last segment.
Nothing. I know Daniel real well. So what is it that we didn't cover that you would like people to know?
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, I could promote some of my stuff.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You're here.
So, shameless plug here.
Yeah. In addition to the Audacity to Podcast, my podcast about podcasting, I also provide a service called My Podcast Reviews at mypodcastreviews.com. Pretty much everything I say, just add a .com to it, and that's going to be the thing. And My Podcast Reviews lets you see and share all your podcast reviews from everywhere. And we've got some major updates rolling out to that this year, 2020. I also make a WordPress plugin that you're using on Podcast Insider. The little subscribe and follow buttons just below the PowerPress buttons. So if you want to put in an Overcast link or a TikTok link or an Instagram or something like that, you can have some nice stylized, scalable buttons. It's a WordPress plugin I make. And a lot of other stuff like courses and community that I create for podcasters, a lot focused really on after episode one, but you're going to see some stuff coming soon from me to help people get to episode one as well.
Awesome. So you can find Daniel at theaudacitytopodcast.com. And of course, what's the easy email address?
It would be feedback@theaudacitytopodcast.com, or you can tweet me at the Daniel J. Lewis.
All right. Awesome. So let's go ahead and thanks, Danny, for your story and your motivation, inspiration. We definitely appreciate it. And thank you for spending time. Of course, we're going to
first in studio.
Yeah. First in studio interview. Support. And Mike, there's a couple of topics on here that are like, are we beating a dead horse on directory update times?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, just new customers, new people to podcasting. So, you know, we want to reiterate that, you know, when you publish your episode, there is a delay, whatever that delay is, to get in the directory listing of whatever directory you're looking at or app you're looking at. So, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Blueberry even. There's some delay. There's some that don't have as much a delay, like Google now. We can use WebSub to update that fairly quickly, and the Blueberry directory is going to be that way shortly. But, you know, a lot of them, there is some delay. And the key is subscribe to your own podcast in a podcast app. Spotify is not really a podcast app. That's a music app, so it won't work exactly the same. But if you're, you know, Apple Podcasts, if you're an Apple person, or Google, if you're an Android person, and if you get your episode within a reasonable amount of time, and I mean, you know, within an hour or so, everything's working, and all the other directories will catch up. It's not abnormal to be 24 hours plus.
But again, those that are subscribed to your show will almost instantly get your podcast. That's the key. And this is why we tell people, make sure you tell your audience to subscribe. This is right. The beauty of subscribing. You don't have to wait for Apple, Google, Spotify, or anyone else to update. You get the update instantly or yep. Near instantly. So let's talk about Divi. We've got some known issues for people that are using Divi version 4.
Yeah, and that still hasn't been addressed. I think we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but it's still popping up here and there. The key to that is if you are using Divi, don't update to version 4, or make sure that when you are making your podcast posts that you drop to the standard WordPress editor, at least until the theme developer gets this fixed. But what happens is it takes the enclosures out of all of your posts.
Lovely.
Except for the very last one.
Oh, nice. So they get the oldest episode. So yeah. What we should do here then is those of you that don't know about the classic editor is available to download, and you can actually switch to the classic editor instead of using the Hindenburg or whatever it's called. What is that editor they have?
Gutenberg.
Yeah, Gutenberg. Hindenburg's actually audio editing software that is fantastic and actually ties in the API at Blueberry. Give them a free plug there. So anyway, definitely download the classic editor if you're having these troubles. Also, we got some people having a hard time understanding how much space they have left on the Blueberry hosting plan.
Yeah, and you know, Dave brought this up to me. We've had a few tickets lately where, you know, people have, you know, run out of space and not known that they run out of space. That might be a thing we need to work on as well, as far as notifying people. But as it sits right now, when you, if you want to see how much space you have left on your hosting plan for the month, and it resets every month on the 1st, you go to Blueberry, go to Manage Published Files.
In the Podcaster dashboard.
Yeah, in the Podcaster dashboard. And when you scroll, you know, you scroll down to the bottom of that list of files, there'll be, you know, how much space do you have left for the month? And it'll also tell you how much you have for overage, because we do allow you
25%
more, yep. One upload.
Outstanding. So there you go. Managed episodes is a place to find that. So what do we have on tap for webinars? You're looking for input on what people want to hear in Blueberry webinars?
Yeah, you know, for the last couple of years, I've been doing a monthly webinar on, you know, just basically been covering, you know, how to set up PowerPress and, you know, with our hosting and some of the features with PowerPress. But I was wondering what other kind of webinars you'd like to cover this year, because I'd like to sort of mix that up a little bit. Since power press is going to be easier, it might not be as necessary to do that webinar every month. So what other topics would you guys like us to cover? And that might also go in with the Blueberry Academy stuff. So, you know, I'm sure some of that's going to overlap. But let me know, mike@blueberry.com. Let me know what kind of things you'd like to cover in a webinar.
I do owe a webinar to one of our contest winners, too. So I got to get working on that. Haven't forgot about that, so don't worry, that is in the pipeline. Daniel, you know, what do you see on the sports side? Anything crazy come into you that's just a normal podcast, oh my God, help me type moment?
It's always, the most common questions are, how do I grow my podcast? How do I monetize? Most things focus around that. Often it's, how do I grow my podcast with this new thing, like TikTok, maybe? How do I grow my podcast with TikTok or Instagram or Facebook Live or whatever?
So that tends to be the big question people ask you.
Yeah, it, because everyone wants to grow their podcast.
Yeah. And so those of you that are listening that are Blueberry customers, I'm starting up my consulting calls again. And so if you have a question or want just a one-on-one time with me, send me an email at todd@blueberry.com and we'll get you scheduled then. I try to do 5 a week, so at times I can be behind. So I got a bunch of people on deck yet, but if you want to get on the list, send me an email, todd@blueberry.com. And again, it's for hosting customers only. Yeah, it means you're paying hosting customer. I will check. And because I'm definitely not going to give free advice to someone that's hosting somewhere else. So, and we are the number one company in learning how, or actually that knows how to migrate people. Mike is, knows how to migrate people from other services. So don't forget that when you're thinking about moving to us, if you're not a hosting customer already. But for today's show, you can reach out mike@blueberry.com for any comments, todd@blueberry.com. Of course, Mackenzie's on here from time to time as well, mackenzie@blueberry.com. We're going to start up interviews, insider interviews as well soon. We got some left in the bucket, but if you want to be on the insider and share your story like Daniel did, let us know and we'll get you scheduled. Again, this is for Blueberry customers, but we definitely want to share your message. But I think that's all I've got, Mike. Anything?
Yeah, I was going to say you're doing your little consult calls. If you want a tech checkup, since we've got Dave on full time now covering the phones a lot, that leaves me a little more time to do some one on ones. So,
nice.
Want a half hour with me? We'll do a quick tech checkup, make sure that technically you've got everything going right. And yeah, I'll be happy to do that. Mike@blueberry.com.
All right, outstanding. So, everyone, thanks for being here. Daniel, thanks for being on with us today and on the Podcast Insider. We make sure you check his show again out at theaudacitytopodcast.com. And we'll see you next week here on Podcast Insider. We'll take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.